Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the Guardians?
Yeah, how about
and
those Guardians?
Yankees? Is that a rivalry? I don't think it's Twins.
Say it with your chest, why don't you?
I'm going to say it with convictions. I don't think it's the Twins. All right. Royals? Nope, not them. It's got to be the Yankees.
Should this be the next 40 minutes?
I think it should be. I think it's a whole show. 216-474-0092. Do you hate the Yankees more than anyone else? We actually have a different take on that, and that is, I'll be honest with you, I am so over every time the Guardians have any adjacent meeting, right? It's spring training, regular season, postseason, the talk of it like it's the SEC, it just means more. With all due respect, the Yankees are a great regular season squad. That's what they've been the last 15 years. They've not been truly nationally relevant, like winning a World Series since 2009. And by the way, if you start to look at it, that's like the longest they've gone without winning a World Series. And so because of Hal Steinbrenner and whatever the other goofball's name is, the other Oompa Loompa's name is, they're an irrelevant franchise. They'll never be irrelevant, truly, because they're in New York and because they can just throw gobs of money.
They're an irrelevant franchise?
Compared to where they've been?
Well, compared to where they've been.
Why do I give a rip about them playing the Yankees?
Four times in five seasons in the late 90s.
They almost lost Aaron Judge to the San Francisco Giants.
They were just in the World Series last year.
Yeah, and it was gentlemanly swept. It was not a competitive World Series.
Who cares? They were in the World Series last year.
I'm sorry, I thought we count winners in this country.
No.
Britain wasn't that world, if we're talking about relevancy
in baseball, first off, right now, what are they, 14 games above 500? They have one of the best records in the American League. They were in the World Series. It was either second or first. I have to go check the standing sheet really quick.
It's either second or first. 50 games better than everyone
else.
That's
just me not doing enough research right there is all that is. And then they were in the World Series last year. What more do you want from them at this point?
Win a World Series. You spend more money than God. You make trades every year.
They're not the only team to spend more money than God right now. That's part of New Age baseball here.
My point is, almost every big market team has won a damn World Series.
And they lost out in the bidding war with Juan Soto.
Yeah, that's another part. They're not the Yankees anymore.
By the way, you want to tell me how they're not the Yankees anymore. The old Yankees wouldn't have lost out of that over a sweet.
I'm just going to tell you, they're not the same old Yankees. So we shouldn't pay them this special credence. Oh, they've won so many titles. Recently.
Are they the late 90s Yankees, the Jeter Yankees? Of course not. No, they're not. It's been a while since they've been there.
If you gave Antonetti and Chernoff.
They still have the most luster out of any fan, or really any fan base or team.
Yeah, a bunch of drunken New Yorkers. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I guess if I won, 28 championships over 100 and some years, I'd also have.
When's the last time the Cowboys won a title? It's been a long time since the Cowboys have done anything. They're still a very, very relevant NFL team.
Yeah, and their Walmart fans are so much worse than their actual fans. Like the drunken New Yorkers,
there's a reason why the Cowboys, Yankees, they get all sorts of play in all the national television programs for a reason.
Yes, because they were popular once. But the point is, who cares about their popularity in terms of actual relevance? Let's see. Boston is more of a championship team in the last 25 years. They've won two titles since the Yankees last won. Like almost every major big market contender has won a World Series in the last 10 to 15 years.
But you're acting like they've just been like absolute dog doo doo in this stretch, and that's just not true.
Comparatively, so they've always been the bridesmaid and never the bride.
I mean, in the last 4 years, they've been to one World Series and two ALCS appearances.
Yes,
that was the Guardians, we'd rave about that.
And my point is, if you gave Chernetti $300 million, we'd have about three World Series by now. We'd have three rings.
The Mets did try to do that, by the way. Talk about big market trying to poach. I mean, they wanted not Chernetti. They wanted either one or the other, whichever they could get to convince
just
move.
Every time.
And Chernoff didn't do it.
Every time we get these think pieces about the Yankees and what it all means, it's like, guys, they're not even the evil empire. It's the Dodgers. You know how much hate there is for the Dodgers?
It's four ALCS appearances in the previous eight seasons and a World Series appearance.
That's exactly what you should do if you're spending $300 million a year and everybody else is spending
$100. Just as many years as not, they've been in baseball's Final Four and have played for a league title.
And how many times have they won one?
Well, obviously
it's the bar.
They won the league title once.
The bar in Cleveland
is
we should just be happy to be here. The bar in New York should be they created baseball, apparently. So I just think this idea of, the Yankees here, yeah, good. They're a good regular season team. They spent $300 million. They should be 14 games above 500. Why are we kowtowing like there's extra meaning to this series? Other than they're a good regular season team.
Because they're still one of baseball's best teams. Regardless of how much money they spent, their roster is still top to bottom very strong. You have to give them that credit.
So if the Golden State Warriors had never won a championship and all that dynasty, and would they still be the Golden State Warriors?
No, but the Golden State Warriors are one of the NBA's best teams in the recent, 10, 15 years.
But my point is, if you take out the historical context of the Yankees, for the last 15 years, they've been really good. But that's not the bar in New York. And it's just wild to hear people, that's the rivalry. Oh, I hate those Yankees. I feel nothing about them other than annoyance at the anointing of the Yankees. And yes, I went from annoyance to anointing. Wordsmith 5. I landed the plane.
Yeah, okay.
it's just the amount of just chasers in this town, in the media, for the New York Yankees.
How many series have the Guardians had in the previous, let's just say, 5 years where all three games have been nationally televised like you're about to have over the next 3 days?
But again,
the next three games, the whole series is all nationally televised.
The Yankees are nationally relevant simply because they spent $300 million a year and what they used to do. It has nothing to do with this team. Aaron Judge, I heard, it's Jose, a cautionary tale. It's like Aaron Judge has had countless $300 million teams and hasn't won a World Series. That's a far bigger waste
and
of a great player than Jose Ramirez.
He does. He gets ripped for that. That's the big thing against him. He almost has it's not Joel Embiid never making the conference finals tagline to himself, but that's like the big falter of Aaron Judge's legacy right now.
But no, it's
that's
not
why that
Aaron
home
Judge,
run
no,
in the ALCS
see,
was
this
so
is what
big.
We get wrong in baseball. It's not Aaron Judge's legacy. It's the Yankees' legacy. The Yankees have failed. If we're going to...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To say that the Guardians have failed Hosey because we haven't won a World Series yet, that absolutely transposes over to Aaron Judge.
We're not saying that. Ken's saying that. We're not saying that.
Other people agreed with him. But I just think my point is, it's like, oh, the Yankees. Is this a measuring stick? Yes, because they're a good team.
They bring juice. They undeniably bring juice. Because they do have a good team.
Because a bunch of casual-ass fans try and talk baseball in this town and prescribe some sort of otherworldly, I'm not talking you, by the way, some otherworldly thing to the Yankees. It's like, not recently. They've been a really good regular season team. They've had some accomplishments. They haven't done the thing that they are bred to do. And that's totally different from Cleveland.
I mean, yes, they've not been able to finish the job, but they've still been an incredible, incredible team over the previous stretch.
This organization gets hammered.
Second best record in the American League.
Hammered for what they don't do. All right? Because they don't spend enough. They don't do this. The Yankees do everything allegedly right and haven't won a World Series in 15 years. How has that not affected everyone going, well, I guess they're not the Yankees anymore? Because the Dodgers are the Yankees now. When the Dodgers were in town, yeah, I'm going to watch Shohei Ohtani play some baseball, and I'm going to pray to God they don't beat our brains in.
Well, you're going
to
watch these games regardless because we watch every baseball game. So like that's we're watching games against the Reds. We're probably going to tune in for the game against the Yankees. But the Yankees do bring – they still have a lot of cachet to themselves. They still bring a bunch of pop to any series that you have. And maybe it is just the idea that you're now on nationally televised games. And maybe that's what that is. But for the next three, you are the spotlight around baseball. The same way the Dodgers-Yankees series this past weekend was the spotlight around baseball, Guardians being the third best team in the American League. What did I say?
No, you said the Dodgers-Yankees, and I said because of the Dodgers.
No, stop it.
I was just being hateful.
That was the series of baseball's season this past weekend. It didn't play out that way because the Yankees got beat around 18-2 on Saturday, but it was the series everyone was waiting for, and it continues on. And yes, the Yankees are part of that because they're one of the best teams in the American League, and the Guardians are one of the best teams in the American League.
I just sure hope we can beat the Yankees so Jeff Passan will say nice things about us because that's the only time Jeff Passan's going to pay attention to the Cleveland Guardians.
I was trying to figure out where we were going with this. Do you want the national respect?
Mad Dog Russo go, I had a bunch of gummies and then the Guardians won. Oh my God, think of this team ever.
You need the national respect that badly. I didn't think you did.
I
didn't think you did.
I'm like a member of DX on those members. Like, I don't care. My point is that everybody's focal point for baseball is the New York Yankees, and I'm not buying it. So, like, I think this idea of, well, you know, you take two of three, or you sweep this Yankees team, maybe, just maybe, Mike Greenberg will say something nice about it. I don't give a flying fadoodle. I don't care. Like, there will be another three-game series after this, and then another one. Just win as many series as you can. And the Yankees, listen, guys, the Yankees are supposed to win the series.
It's got no box office appeal to you?
No, I don't care. The brand does not matter because of what the recency of the brand is.
No, I disagree. There are some teams that even if we're not talking, and they've been very good recently, the World Series last year, second best team in baseball right now this year. There are some teams like the Cowboys.
Congrats on consistently being second best or worst.
There are some teams like the Cowboys that always have that brand appeal.
Oh,
and it will always matter when they pop up on your television a little bit more. For a lot of people, that's the 49ers. The Cowboys, 80s, 90s, all these teams.
Are we talking about like what actually is good to watch, or are we talking about
both, that's the thing.
No, they're not.
They haven't won the World Series. That can't just be your only criteria for whether or not the Yankees have put together you would deem to be a good baseball team.
Bleep insane Yankees fans. Is it a yes or no question? Did we win the World Series? Yes, success. No, not a success.
And you're the person that always rallies behind ring culture and how insane it is.
Yes, because my team spends $60 million a year. If my team spent $300 million a year, I'd be one of the absolute frothing at the mouth sycophants saying, where's my ring this year?
But it doesn't make this team any less good. They're still a very good roster. The Yankees, you can't deny that. The Yankees have a really good roster, as evidenced by being the second best team in baseball right now.
I'm not watching
the
27 Yankees tonight.
Nobody's saying you are.
Aaron Judge.
27 Yankees don't exist.
And a bunch of dudes. Carlos Rodon, who honestly to this point has been more of a bust than he's been great, even though he's okay now. But like Gerrit Cole's not out there. He's dealing with Tommy John. Like, it's a fine Yankees team. But even if we get in the pantheon of Yankees teams, this is mid. For like what they do, you look at the names on the jerseys, you look at the actual talent on the field. This is a mid-ass Yankees team. They just happen to be the best, or they're actually the second best, the AL, of a bunch of okay, not great teams. But just every time, it's the only thing that anybody who doesn't watch every game of the Guardians, who just cherry picks, is it a rivalry? Huh? Will they pay attention to us now? Oh my God. Mad Dog? Will MLB Network have a showcase on us?
I'm not saying it's a rivalry, but I am saying anytime you see the Yankees on there, when you see certain teams, you see the Red Sox, for instance, like series
not
matter
really.
A little bit more based off of the team you're playing. Yes, they do. You can't tell me playing the Yankees means the same as playing the Diamondbacks. It just never will.
Last year, I went to see a game in person. I paid money to watch the Nationals play the Guardians.
I was at that same game. We both went to that game. Would I prefer they played the Nationals or would I prefer they played the Yankees? I would have preferred they played the Yankees.
I have no preference. And I just think it's a bunch of brand chasing nonsense to just, I got to bow at the altar. They lost Juan Soto.
Enjoy your
to
Angel
the New
series.
York Mets.
Yeah.
This is not your father's New York Yankees.
Enjoy watching the Mariners play. Have a good time.
216-474-0092.
Not your father's Yankees.
Yeah. Or your grandfather's. Or your great-grandpa's.
It doesn't have to be. It's still a good team. It's still a good baseball team.
New York, you're so good. Doesn't New York love to be good? Aren't they happy that they're not the best? Everything I ever hear about New York, that's the best thing I've ever heard. That's the best. You're wrong. Not everything in New York's the best. Okay? It's a very nice town. I've been there.
It's very
crowded. I enjoy going there.
I don't understand the trash in the street thing still. That still bothers me.
That's fair.
You got rats the size of dogs. No, thank you.
Quick hits coming up in about 20 minutes there.
They also cry when a rat gets hit on the highway.
John Fanta, college basketball on Fox.
Sorry about that.
He lives in New Jersey, so he'll hate New York. He's coming up at 4. We've got Albert Breer. He lives in Boston. He'll hate New York. That's coming up at 520, 216-474-0092. Do the Guardians have something to prove against the Yankees? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.